Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Look at that, I'm see-through again. I'm sorry, Shannon. Hi, it's me, your other boy, the international superstar. We're coming to you live from New York City here at the Gas Digital Studios, and welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. I am joined by two very funny, talented gentlemen across the table from me. Our good friend, glad to have him back, Boris Hyken. How you doing, dog?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And next to him from the American Loser podcast, our good friend, KP Burke. How you doing, buddy?
Always happy to see you, buddy.
I am thrilled to see you. KP, big news. Vasectomy.
Yeah. I thought we were going to talk wrestling.
No. We're talking about your cum. so you're one day away from going back into a regular activity.
Yeah, it's like the bruise is mostly gone now. I can see the little incisions where they made it. That's kind of a trippy feeling. And then we're one day away, and it's my theory is when women can't have something, they want it a million times more. That's an old cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Carly has been aggressive because she knows it's forbidden.
Risk-free.
Yeah, it's forbidden also. Nuts, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you knew this.
Not allowed, yeah.
Yeah, you get I told Stanley this. It's about 20 loads you have left in the chamber.
Yeah, 20.
So, oh, wow.
I can still knock her up for the next 20 times.
You guys going to do a little roulette, a little Russian roulette?
I think that's the right move, right?
Spray and pray?
Yeah, it's more like Hasidic roulette or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How many can we get on the way now?
Yeah, you got to make them count. Either that or she starts fucking saying, listen, you got 20 left. We're making them count.
I wondered about that, and then
Are you gonna waste one and not tell her?
I don't think I did yet, but I was watching a Kate Beckinsale movie from the 90s yesterday, and she shows her boobs in it, so it might be 19.
Left. It might be 19.
Yeah, that's pretty sure I just finished in my own gym shorts.
What dreamed that night?
It was bad. 93, Beckinsale was
Beckinsale? The thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you expecting a change in consistency or a volume?
Was she...
It looks like Carly. Cereal milk now.
Yeah. There's I'm sure it's
you can taste there used to be Honey Nuts in it.
I feel like they changed something. There's something about it. It's inflation.
It's like Oops All Berries.
Oh, she's worried there's going to be blood in it.
Oh.
And I was like,
there was a terrible accident at the cum factory.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's terrifying. I don't know what's going to happen when we go there. Also, one thing said wait 2 weeks, but... I know Carly. She's counting down.
Well, God bless you, buddy.
She's more than I can handle, Zach.
Nah, got this. You're a hardworking man, and I'm happy
here?
For you.
Stay here with us for a little bit. Escape.
No, they don't go home with 17.
Yeah, that's true too. Man. That's true too. I gotta always be careful. If Shannon gives me too aggressive of a hug right now,
you gotta watch out.
Yeah, we're at a solid 17 after.
It's probably easier to wash out now, though.
I would think so, right?
Yeah, right?
I'm hoping. Is it going to stain? Like, you ever, back in the day, had the rag you'd clean up with?
Of course.
Right? And then I've
had to turn over a couch cushion or two.
Yeah, every honest
Your mom
person.
Always notices. You never think your mom's going to notice when you turn over a couch cushion, and then the second she sees it, she's like, what's up with the fucking couch?
You came on it, didn't you?
Well, I had a white T-shirt I was using for it, and then I didn't realize it, but it stains.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually would leave like little tiny, it looked like little ghosts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, which in a way they are.
Your best bet is tie-dye. That's why Zach's wearing that shirt right now.
That, yeah, it's your best bet.
Tie-dye really is. You're ahead of the game yet again,
yeah,
buddy.
You know when people like spray bleach on black t-shirts? That's the look.
There you go.
That's the crust punk look. That way you can never know there's cum on a shirt.
That shirt is 80% cum.
Hey, this shirt came out of the plastic from King Size today.
Yeah, but it's binding cum. That's that cum has tensile strings.
Yeah.
That's load-bearing cum.
Yeah, you can put bricks together with it. Let's get plugs out of the way. KP, tell people what you want them to check out.
All right, so not this weekend, but the next, me and the great Chris Vega are co-headlining at Tri-State Comedy Club, which is up in White Plains, New York. We're very excited about that. I got a couple of the road dates coming up, too. Everything's on Punch Up Live. Check out American Loser Podcast. I'll tease it right now if I can. Next episode, we're going to use a CIA manual that I found from the 50s, and we're going to plot the murder of Luis J. Gomez.
It's way easier
than he thinks.
I didn't even know I was going to be on.
That's
Boris, what do you want people to check out?
Just check out at the Boris K on all the internet things.
Fantastic. Instagram, Zach is not funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico. Taking a little break. My special comes out next month. And the same week my special comes out, I'll be at the Gathering of the Juggalos. That's right. Have you ever wanted to see me, Hatebreed, Tech N9ne, Farside, Vanilla Ice?
Wait, Farside's at fucking Gathering of the Juggalos?
Yes.
That's awesome. I saw Farside at Brooklyn Bowl like a couple months ago.
Very good band. And yeah. Millie. Vanilli's dead. But Millie will be there. I'll be there. Come hang out. And if you're watching the show and you want to support, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of hours of all your favorite gas shows from over the past decade, and you get our Friday bonus episode. And I will tell you, I showed up way too high yesterday when we pre-taped that. So it's mostly an episode of me giggling and talking about music videos that I want Shannon to put on. really, really wasted some people's time yesterday.
That's what we do in the lobby every Tuesday when I come in and hang with you. Though, just...
and then I made Priya Blunt's watch. Jim, you can hit the plug music. I made Priya Blunt's watch in its entirety. The Meet the Creeps when Jim Florentine and Don Jameson go to different motels and do upper deckers. And then call the Indian guy at the front desk and say there's something wrong with the toilet. And then just go into a new room and immediately do another upper decker. And watch Indian fucking motel owners.
Priya just having fun. I want her to be like, oh, my uncle. This is ridiculous.
She said she was so afraid of seeing somebody she knew. I overserved myself trying to sleep Monday evening, and believe it or not, do not have the fastest metabolism. So sometimes if I take a shitload of edibles trying to go to sleep, they then don't hit me till about 5 in the morning, and then I'm high the whole next day.
Oofa.
And oh boy, was I. I was so high I was holding on to the walls of my building trying to leave.
Your tolerance is pretty legendary too, so this had to be something to behold.
Yeah. I was floating yesterday. But we have a bunch of funny shit to look at today. This isn't news. This isn't a viral video. This is simply, it made me laugh so fucking hard. It is 3 seconds. KP, this is for you. Now that you are a father of your own little one, this is just a mother and her baby, and it made me laugh. I watched this 85 times yesterday while I was stoned.
Now I'm excited. Oh, it's Alex.
You better not. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Whoa!
Pause. That Whoa. Is so such a nose break.
That was I heard the crack.
I've been hit like that for sure.
That was a soccer hooligan head start a fight at a bar with 20 people, so you need to hurt the first one really bad.
Right, make an impression.
Who, you got headbutted like that?
Yeah, my daughter's done it a bunch, but backwards. Like, she'll be sitting on my lap, and then all of a sudden feels like spasm like that, and I've gotten smacked quite a few times in the nose.
My best friend's got a kid, and he's a rambunctious boy. And he throws out headbutts pretty hard.
Yeah, the boys are worse. The boys are worse, for sure.
So I just wanted to, like, can we watch that? Dude, the fuck. First of all, this kid's got no chance. This is not a good situation.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Who's saying that?
It's the mom. I believe this is the mom.
Whoever this woman is, she's, I'm going to fuck you up.
Ooh, is she saying that?
She says, I'm like, gonna fuck you up.
Okay, I like don't see her lips move.
This
but...
is not a good situation. The recently plugged in lava lamp.
Oh, I see. You were able to appreciate
yeah, yeah,
bring
that.
Yeah, you can bring it back. You don't have to even...
I didn't see her lips move. I thought it was somebody off camera saying it.
You better not. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, please notice.
Well, then she
kind of
deserves it.
Ranch dressing on a dresser.
The full ranch dressing on the dresser. Yeah, yeah. This makes me think hotel.
Oh, these are motel people. Right on.
I think that looks like a motel room. I could be wrong.
We had a crazy roommate in Wall Township for a little while, and she was mental, but... she disappeared, and then she was breaking up with her boyfriend. So she had already been kicked out of our house at that point, taken out by the cops on Christmas Eve. It was great. And then her and her boyfriend were fighting via social media, and she started posting thirst traps and saying, he has no idea who's on his way here to meet me right now. And she's just talking about getting railed out or whatever. And then the guy finally stood up for himself, and he goes, enjoy getting railed out on the motel room furniture that you live on. And that's when we looked in the background. We're like, oh, this girl's living in like an off-season shit motel. Like, this is, you're not, what you thought was your big flex on the guy is like, no, you're literally just a whore not getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. You're a terrible entrepreneur. When I used to work for my dad welding, they would bring in guys from down south for the season when they had a lot of work. And they would all live in the same strip motel. And it was on our way to work. And first of all, I remember them gathering everyone that worked there one time and going, who here has a bank account? And me at 18 was one of two of 20.
They use the check cashing spots?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my first jobs, I worked at that telemarketing company that they made a documentary about, telemarketers.
Oh, I don't know about that.
In New Brunswick, New Jersey. It was like a scam, and it was a bigger scam than I'd realized. Everyone there except for me and two friends were like ex-convicts, basically, and they all went to the check cashing spot afterwards when they got their paychecks. And that's just what I thought people did. So for like years after that, I would take my paycheck to check cashing spots until I learned the proper thing is to go to the bank.
We would drive by the motel, and it was the Mondays were always the day. Because you would see all the hookers getting fucking swept out by management, all doing their walk down, because all the welders would have $0. They would ask me for lunch money by Monday or Tuesday because they blew through their whole check.
Welders are a peculiar animal. That auto mechanic's pretty scummy that way, too. There was one in Springfield, New Jersey. It's a Subaru dealership. It has a little strip motel behind it, and it was... It was like an open market bazaar for whatever you wanted. Like, my buddy went in to buy steroids, and he came out with, he goes, well, I got the steroids for free, but I just have to move this Coke for this guy, and then the steroids are free.
No, great.
Yeah. So he literally went in there looking for steroids, came out with a job.
Yeah, there you go.
Good on him.
Certain jobs are, A, the best thing you can get with a criminal record. So welder... It's a high-paying gig for very hard labor. I would compare... It's not like, you know, you're not fucking Alaskan crab fishing or ice road trucking, but there is a danger aspect to it. You know, I remember growing up, and every once in a while, one of Dad's coworkers wasn't coming home.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, because they worked on the water.
Oh, okay.
My dad's a marine welder, and they were out on docks and shit, and... You know, you got a few sad phone calls.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking just like a burn or something. You know?
Oh, no. You're constantly hurting yourself. But then, yeah, out on the water gets a little dicey.
I got a welder I worked with in Pennsylvania, and he's like a pretty upstanding guy, but also he's like kind of jacked up, but like makes fun of dudes who go to the gym and thinks they're all gay. It's just like vanity to him, you know, where he's just like his forearms are fucking massive because he's just like hauling steel.
My dad recently worked out, I think, on an actual machine for the first time in his life. He's been ripped my whole life just from like doing man work.
Yeah.
My dad, he's like Artie the Strongest Man in the World from Pete and Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's my dad's like old man body.
Yeah.
And he's so fucking, he's so strong.
I don't think I could take my father still.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think I.
He's 74, about to be 75, and I would still have to have a very good plan.
When I was
going to go after him.
In high school wrestling shape, I could at least thwart him.
Copy.
Like,
yeah.
I could defend myself, and I did separate his shoulder.
You got a shot in on him, or what? Just
we would pretty intense wrestling battles, mm-hmm. and. I threw him over my shoulder. I grabbed him by the wrist of the bicep, and he no-sold it, and then he went to a charity bowling thing and realized his arm was completely out of socket.
That was a proud day for him.
Yeah, and he was. He told everybody how it happened.
That is awesome.
My boy's all grown up.
That's a milestone. That's what they would call that.
For
when
sure.
A kid at that, really, has he pulled your arm out of its socket yet? Milestone.
All right, so we got a bunch of other shit to look at today. I thought this would be fun. This is a, because we do like to make fun, and I do like to play my Indians versus game. But we don't always, you know, there's another side to that of positive stereotypes. Florida students' historic 11.99 GPA triggers district policy overhaul. If this kid is not Indian, 11.99 GPA.
How's that mathematically feasible?
I can't figure it out.
4.0 is a perfect GPA. I know you could get slightly above that, like in the decimals.
Yes, and I can't figure it out.
Or is it 5.0?
No, it was 4.0 as long as I've known.
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon, explain it to us.
Okay, so it does seem, I also thought that 4.0 was the highest, but it does seem like 5.0 is the scale, at least currently the scale. The kid is Indian. I'll show you that real quick. This is him.
The kid is Indian.
Damn.
And so what they do is in this school or in this district.
Wait, because he's Indian, is it technically it's 11.99?
Perfect, man.
So in this district, they allow them to stack classes, so it's kind of like an accumulative score instead of an average. And
okay.
So this kid was taking like 44 different advanced classes in his last term. So that's why they're able to do it. But they said it's the equivalent of about 4.93 on the standard 5.0 scale.
Shannon, I'm sorry, and you know how much respect and fondness I have for you, but if you're going to use ASMR voice in my ear right now, I'm down to 16 loads. Okay, just let
down
you know.
Down to 16.
16,
just
even
let
number
AJ
now.
Talk this episode.
Almost as many as this kid has points in his GPA.
Right. He's got as many.
You're going to cross.
It's a punch card. That's what we're going to have at the house, I think.
You get a free one on every 10.
Technically, the 20th one will be where I'm like, oh, all the rest for the rest of my life are free.
Yeah,
just
there it is.
Guilt-free, you know,
that's,
figure it out.
Jersey Mike's come up with that fucking system.
That would be it. If you should, also, I feel like if I got a vasectomy, they should be, like, remember like with the pandemic times, if you got your inoculations, I'm using all the code words.
Uh-huh, you get like a...
Yeah.
Some gift or
you
some
gotten,
shit.
You
could have gotten... Chipotle or something.
It was fries from someplace or something, and then, like... I always thought if you held out long enough, you could have negotiated your student debt down. It never got to that. Everybody folded. But if they should do something for people that got vasectomies. There should be like, you know.
They should make it so now every time you come, it goes whoop, 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 whoop.
Buddy, it might. I'm a little terrified.
I do that every time he comes. I run in a circle on the floor on my belly.
Whoop, 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 wh Yeah, like the Corsican brothers. He comes. You make the sound.
Onk, onk. It's
Aruga. Hubba, hubba. Okay, we got other dumb shit going on here. This one really fucking, this is so dumb, and I could tell I was really high sending Shan some of these yesterday. I'm sorry. A group of kids go around, and they're using the sex offender registry to ding-dong ditch people in the neighborhood. They're just ringing perverts doorbells and running.
We have a prize to give him. He won a prize.
What prize?
For the fair.
Yeah, it's the National Sex Offender Registry Prize.
But if you come to my house again, my neighbor right here is a police officer.
Okay.
So I'll go get her right now and tell her that you guys are banging on my fucking door.
Well, your husband is a pedophile. Stop.
What is your name?
My name is Ezekiel Zelensky.
And your name is Mike Cock.
My God.
What's your name?
Eric Zelensky.
No, this is just I'm a resident at my house, and I have some little kids that are coming and banging on my door because my husband is registered as a sex offender, and they're banging on my
door. That sounds horrible.
That sounds bad.
That sounds bad.
These kids are great.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Those boys have committed
it's
the perfect
funny,
crime.
She volunteered the reasoning, too. Like,
officer,
leave the sex offender thing out.
Officer, my husband happens to be on the sex offender registry.
I don't know what's in their hearts, but they say they're doing it because my husband's a sex offender.
Yeah, I think they're just up to no good.
You knew she was going to be loyal and fight those fights, though, because she didn't leave him.
That's a ride or die.
Mm-hmm. You got to find one like that. I don't think I could pull that one off, but I'd like to think.
Now, Shannon, when you're, and I'm not expecting you to know this off the top of your head. If you're on the registry, does it say what it's for?
I don't think so, right?
Or are you just because?
I'm pretty sure no.
So that's, and you know, I hate to ask to always be devil's advocate.
Well, I was going to say that it probably isn't something good. Otherwise, she'd be like, you know, you'd think if she's already volunteering, she's a sex offender, you'd think she'd be like to the kids, you know, actually, he was just pissing and it was near a school zone and it was really, you know, she'd like try to explain.
That's a lot to explain to a kid on a bicycle as he goes by, though.
Right.
Yeah, there's
right.
no way he's not. Just
actually,
he
had to be really bad. There was a school right there and all the kids saw his dick and it was not his fault.
And that's like the shorter versions of that, you know, like there's even crazier like entrapment stories where the guy's like, just like clinically retarded, and they're like
half those videos where they get people to meet up with them.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, this guy ain't operating on a full
right. He doesn't have an adult's brain, actually. Not to excuse it,
it's
but he's
not
physically
okay,
a pedophile.
But he doesn't. I don't think he understands repercussions. Of his actions, and he was probably pretty easy to
target and lure.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm a liar. It does list their exact convictions.
Okay, good. Oh. That makes a difference.
But even that, it's the conviction. It's not like, you know, like a conviction can still not tell you what exactly happened.
It also says that there's a risk level where they assign a tier 1 through 3, indicating the likelihood of reoffending.
Yes, how many tears the kid had during the incident?
That's actually, it's pronounced tears.
I love podcasting with you.
All right, that is, if you are kids and you literally look up pedophiles and you bang on their door and run.
Mm-hmm. You're sort of asking for it at that point.
Okay, here's the thing. It's very funny, but if you get got,
it's
a high risk. You know, it's a...
Fool me once.
Yeah, it's like guys in wrestling whose finisher is off the top rope. It's like high risk, high reward. Like, you're gonna hit the pool sometimes.
Yeah, it would have been funnier if those kids were scantily clad.
Yeah.
If they just dressed up, you're saying, put a little...
you can't get me.
Just sailor suits and giant lollipops.
Mesh tank tops, everything.
They just stand outside the guy's house on the good ship. Lollipop.
But then this guy's got a Ring camera. He's like, oh, free porn.
Yeah. Well, I've told this before. I worked a bunch of shitty wrestling shows that were out of an elementary school. And our locker room was just a hallway up top. And it was like in the middle of the night.
Right.
But we had to go across the building to piss in the teacher's lounge. And they told us that if you get caught pissing just in the kid's bathroom, even if it's after hours and there's no one in there, you can be charged with indecent exposure.
Just because of the risk or whatever.
Well, I think because it's an area designated specifically just for children.
Yeah, wow. That's good to know, because I've definitely used the bathroom at like my kid's daycare where like, you know, all the toilets are like to your knee.
Well, so I think it was because it was a bathroom with multiple stalls and urine. So I think if it's like a closed door.
Yeah, that's what that.
One bathroom, okay. You can do that because there's a lock. Yeah. But I think if it's a public restroom for kids where it's like multiple urinals or multiple stalls, then you're definitely going on not the allowed list. In. Yeah. Plus, I would be afraid to destroy one of those little toilets.
they're also lower too, so it's mm-hmm. it turns into a squatty potty whether you want it to or not.
I mean, that does.
I
sound
wanted
nice.
To though. I wanted to.
That does sound nice, to be honest.
Yeah.
Priya was just telling us that it'll be on Friday's episode. She just returned from India, and it was a hole in the ground with two ridges on the side for your feet situation.
Yeah, I've been to India and I've seen a ton of those, but like every hotel and stuff had regular ass toilets.
Yeah, I think that's you making a home game.
Yeah.
I think I told you they did this in, there was a ship when I was welding in Florida. We were working for BAE Systems, and the bottom line of the story was everybody was shaking hands with the Pakistani crew that was buying an old U.S. Navy ship. And then when they found out that like all the plumbers were getting more money than the welders, it was because they had to rig up the system for the water to go into the toilet for bidets.
Yeah.
And he was saying like, so what do they use for toilet paper? He goes, oh, they don't. They just go in there and make sure they're clean. And then they're done. And every like the most redneck dudes all of a sudden were like, all right, I don't want to do it. I don't want to appropriate that black culture, but we're doing fist bumps from now on. So it's just at it, like, because they're just sitting there, and you watch these guys, like, quivering because they're just waiting for, like, little shit underneath their fingernails or something.
They were working the kitchen, too.
It wouldn't shock me, man. Yeah. It really wouldn't shock me.
But what is the old term, wipe with the left, shake with the right?
Say it again. I wipe with my right, though.
I know, but in countries where...
Oh, when that's an
the
issue.
Protocol, I believe that you're supposed to wipe with your left and shake. You're supposed to wipe with your non-dominant hand, but... That sounds like a challenge in and of itself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's just walking around with just a shitty butthole.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to miss. I don't think you're going to get...
Yeah, I can barely work the remote with my left hand. I'm not
Yeah, that's what I call that's actually what I call wiping. And I also lose the remote in there sometimes.
Oh, man.
excuse me. Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but... not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain. That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tonkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tonkat Ali, Lion's Mane, Ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Enjoy some body cam footage here. This one's a little rough, but Shannon, I hope it wasn't too much for you.
Body cam, I love it. I have an opinion.
So some people are saying that this was excessive force. I think given the very apparent circumstances of what's happening in real time, everyone just saved a lot of trouble and a trial and housing someone who was doing something very bad.
You've never set up like this before, so I'm beyond ecstatic to see what we're about to see.
Shannon, did I set that up in a way that makes sense?
Yes, I do think something else does have to be revealed, though, because I feel like they're being very choosy about where they started this.
15. Sorry.
And so they're approaching this guy as they believe he's trying to rape a woman. You just can't really see that part as we start.
Mm-hmm.
You can play it.
Signal 13, get down! Get down!
American.
Shots fired.
I mean, what's crazy is he could have hit the woman pretty easily, though.
Some more units. Sir, drop the knife! Drop the knife! Sir, drop the knife! Hey, back up! Back up! Sir, drop the knife! Hey, swing around! We need a crime scene. Hurry up. Get that! Hey, drop the knife! Drop the knife!
Why do I gotta blur this shit?
Drop the knife! Drop the knife!
It's crazy he's still alive.
PCP. That's got to be PCP or something.
So he's literally about to rape a woman at knife point in broad daylight.
I do have additional information.
Shannon?
We have a city by chance?
Hold on. Give me 1 second for that. But so what happened was earlier this day, this guy stole a dog from somebody's backyard.
Oh, fuck.
Instant death penalty. Yep.
Had the dog with him. And then as this woman was getting off of a bus, he approached the woman and said, I need water for my dog. And then when she said she didn't have it, he grabbed her by her like purse strap and like dragged her into the street. She's yelling for help. And then it was like shortly after that, and she said, I'm going to kill you. Like, stop being loud. I'm going to kill you. So when the cops approached and they said, step away, is when he put the knife to her throat. And so that's when the cop then takes this action, because like in this little clip here, if you just share this, like in the post, they're saying, oh, he just emptied the magazine. He didn't tell him to drop the knife or anything like that. But it's like he said to step away from her, to get on the ground. He didn't do that. And then after he was shot, he grabbed for the knife again.
I think, while it is an unfortunate set of circumstances, there's a reason something like that is called suicide by cop.
Right, right. I'm just curious how this woman, like, do we know if this woman was hit by any bullet? Like, he's literally on top of her as the guy shooting him.
Where's the dog?
She was fine. They got the dog back because that woman, like, followed where he went with the dog. So she, like, observed this whole thing play out. And also, this happened in, like, 2022, I think. And they didn't charge the cop with anything. They felt like this was appropriate force.
Yeah, but they did make a mural with that guy on it.
Yeah.
Hopefully the dog is just above his shoulder, though, too.
Looking the other way.
Yeah, a little Cocker Spaniel just kind of with his head tilted.
It was Baltimore.
I knew it. Ah, oh, God, I would have been right, too. Oh.
I heard he was yelling the whole time. It's okay. I had a vasectomy.
21.
That's right, 21. Oof, 21 left in the chamber, baby. Jesus.
Yeah, I'd say
society's okay with that guy.
Oh, no, you'd be surprised by some of the comments on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always something. I would not be surprised. But yeah, I mean, especially if they're starting the video after they already told them to.
You ever have the one where you just realize, like, I'm very naive, and people will... like they'll talk about, so like when they say the thing where I just have that moment, like, oh, we have no shared values whatsoever. When it was like one of my buddies was talking about, he's like, my cousin, we went away and watched the dog fights. I was like, you go to dog fighting? And he's like, yeah. And I just said, it's like, that's terrible, man. He goes, they're dogs. And I was just like, oh, we just don't have anything to move forward in this conversation on.
Yeah, I think it's a way you're brought up.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, look, they eat dogs in places, right?
They do way worse than eat them. They do, fucking beat them and
Yeah, I mean, I would never, like, personally support that, but also, like, I don't know, if I was in some random country and I stumbled upon a dogfight, I might be curious for a second. I probably wouldn't enjoy it, but I'd be curious.
I think you would have buyer's remorse. You would go see it, and then you would see him be like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
But if it was like, if you had, you know, a little pageantry to it or something, you know what I mean? It's obviously...
They wear little boxing gloves.
Yeah, yeah, or the giant Doberman comes in and you're expecting him to be there, but then you find out that there's five Chihuahuas that get to go up against him.
Right, right.
Yeah, see, the interbreed, that's the ticket.
And then whoever loses, they serve for dinner.
That or dinner is very interesting, and then also pro wrestling fans here. All right, little interference. A run-in, perhaps.
Yeah,
perhaps
yeah.
The Cocker Spaniel from the video just shows up and distracts him like Deborah back on the ropes.
She shows all her nipples?
That's right. Oh. Just gets down and shows him what he could be having. Distracts the Doberman just long enough.
And then the other dog brains him in a chair. I don't think, because some people, you know, I grew up with our dog wasn't allowed in the house. The dog lived in my dad's shop. And had like a little house, but the dog was never allowed in the house.
It's more of a statement on how hard it is they make it for people to own guns in New Jersey.
And I asked him, because I remember being a little kid and all my friends' dogs were inside dogs. And I thought it was weird. And my dad was like, well, yeah, dog's a tool to, you know, she's going to bark if somebody breaks into the shop.
Your dad's in like a different stage of like the evolution of dog and man relationships, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, and he's always had, you know, they always had a guard dog or whatever, but, like, it would never, like, be allowed. And I would never be able to do that as an adult if I had an animal. Like, oh, dude, you're in the bed with me, dog.
Right, right.
Like, I can't.
That's 100%. That's a New York dog owner especially, you know what I mean? Like, there's no room to have it be outside. That's, like, a shared member of the family.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm biased because of that. But, like, the idea of having a dog and it not being, like, hanging out with you when you're watching TV and shit, and you're just like, oh, you're just sad alone.
Yeah, why are you having a dog at that point? You're like, oh, the dog's just going to be distant from me.
But I think if you grow up on a farm, sometimes there's just, you know, dogs are, they work, they help, they're more, I think there's people that have an emotional disconnect and they can treat a dog more like a tool or the way a farmer looks at livestock.
Right.
Totally.
Or just like you got like a, you know, five siblings or something like that. Your dog's not like your companion in the same way.
Yeah.
There's a whole other family. Or
and it's also, we're being very, I think, Western minded about it. Like, I don't think a lot of Middle Eastern, Indian, anything like that, they don't fuck with dogs.
Well, Middle Eastern, they just don't like dogs, period.
They don't like them. Yeah. Like, there's videos of people like walking dogs through Middle Eastern countries, and people, like, cross the street and shit.
Yeah, no, they're not into dogs.
They don't fuck with dogs at all.
You're telling me just a couple more dogs at the airport, and we can stop having to take our shoes off?
Maybe that's why they don't like them. Maybe. maybe they think they're snitches.
I just snitches.
The Mossad dogs.
Did we give, did your dad give the dog a name?
Yeah.
What was the dog's
Veruca.
Name? Veruca.
Yeah, it was Bippy, and then Bippy was my dad's dog, and then Veruca was the dog when I was a kid.
Named after Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yep, Veruca Salt.
Oh, fun.
That's actually cute.
There's a black lab.
Your dad's not as awful as some of the, what he was saying about being behind on the evolution thing.
It's not
quite like John Wayne movies where they're like, oh, the dog's name is Dog.
Yeah.
You know? Or God damn it. How many dogs thought their name was Damn It?
Yeah, no, Veruca, and she... Veruca was definitely a shop dog. She was dumb as fuck. Like, she was my friend when I was little. I wish I could have a dog now, but I don't feel comfortable with having one in a one bedroom. I feel like it's, sometimes you meet people with these dogs and you can tell the dog is just fucking
not getting enough activity.
Not like they have anxiety. They're fucking like, they're shaky, and you're like, oh, you're supposed to run for a couple of hours a day.
Yep.
You're supposed to have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see people like take these big dogs. In my buildings, people take their dogs out in like baby strollers because they're hiding them from the super.
Oh, yeah. There's
and they take them down the block and then take them out and walk them. But people have big fucking dogs in my building. And I can't, there's a park like 10 blocks away. Maybe they're taking them there. But I don't think so.
Dog park is like the most violent place to take a dog, too. That's where all the shit goes down. Was it Lynn Coppola just telling me a story one time where it was, I guess, her dog got bit in the park. And everyone in the park knew the dog's name. And like all the people were like, I can't remember the dog's name. Let's say it was like Travis or something. And they're like,
Trayvon.
It's Trayvon's third bite. That's his third bite. Everybody in the park, they're all holding up the number three. Trayvon's third bite. Say goodbye to Trayvon. Because after three bites in the park, they report it. And then the dog gets put down. So they were all waiting for it. And in that sense, I guess Lynn was the hero. She ridded the dog park of the bully dog.
Okay.
Yeah, stand up to bullies.
Yeah, it was a bully. Yeah, it was an American bully.
She did smother her dog in peanut butter to like really entice him in.
Yeah, she bathed him in A1. All right, we got other dumb shit to look at. Actually, I think this should be fun. Shannon, do you want to do this red flag drink order thing?
Sure.
So I saw a video. It talked about what's a red flag when people order drinks, and it was just a little one, but I thought Shannon could look up some more, give us her opinion. And we could talk about it as well. Shannon, do you want to start with just the video I sent?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me just double check. I didn't see that you sent a video. I just saw that you brought up the topic.
That's right. I can summarize. The video I saw was like, what's a red flag for a bartender? And I did not expect it, but they said a guy on football Sunday by himself who starts with a white Zinfandel.
Oh, I was close to being that guy for a second. Okay, oof. White Zinfandel, I'm off the
hook. What does that mean? Like, why?
You've never... my life's kind of sad. No one else likes football in my near vicinity, so I have gone to a bar to watch a Giants game.
I see. I do neither football nor wine, so...
It's the Zinfandel is...
Zinfandel's a white wine, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's what's making me worried is, what are they saying? It's a gay football? He's there to...
No.
Oh, it's that... to try to fuck a straight guy? Is that what you're thinking?
I think it usually is indicative of maybe a drunk who had to swear off other kinds of alcohol.
Ah, so like eventually now he'll be trouble.
Wine. Now I just drink wine.
Yeah, but I'll take down 10 of them.
And yeah, they say that's the person that like they're gonna get like five or six in, and start getting mouthy at the bar.
Uh huh.
And that they're usually a mean drunk.
Oh, wine drunks are the worst, man.
Dude, there is no. I've known a couple girls in my life who are wine drunks, and when you catch them early in the night with the purple mouth. Like you could tell when a girl's wine drunk and they've got like the dark lips and the stained teeth.
Uh huh.
That lady, and some of them switch to white wine because that was another thing they said about white wine, is they say wine drunks switch to it so that you can't see it on them.
Is that kind of like the vodka thing where everybody always thought, well, vodka, you can't tell when you're drinking it, so if you want to get away with one, you drink vodka. But then everybody's like, why do you smell like rubbing alcohol?
Right.
Like, yes. It's very obvious.
Well, I think a lot of people also switch to vodka for calorie because there's no carbs.
Yeah.
The healthier you try to make the unhealthy thing you're doing, the more damage you're incurring.
Well, tequila, funny enough, is the healthiest one.
Yeah, because so people switch to straight vodka on ice. That's like last level.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, tequila.
Back in my country, that's where you start.
Yeah.
Truth.
So, Shannon, did you find any more red flag drinks? And did you have any?
Yes. So, for me, and I guess it just depends on what you mean by red flag drinks, but.
Can I guess yours?
Yeah.
Jägerbomb.
No, I feel like that's not so much a thing anymore, but maybe like 10 years ago, yeah. But if somebody orders a Long Island iced tea, I automatically label them a garbage person and assume that they're going to be a problem at some point. That's a big one.
That was my end-all drink when I was... they had the Cutwaters, the Long Island iced teas in the can. Used to buy four of them. I'd get through two of them, and then I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm good to go for the rest of the day here. And then I'd wind up falling asleep for 2 hours, drinking the other two, and then realizing I was out of beer and going out for beer.
I feel like the cans are a little bit different than like having someone mix it at the bar, you know? Like the cans have made it like convenient where it's like the same as choosing like a hard seltzer or something, you know?
Like, I think you're right on that one too. If I didn't have the convenience of it, it was...
Like if you had the bartender whip one up each time. So that's probably
do think a Long Island is delicious. I enjoy it. However, I will only order it, and Shannon, you can tell me if I'm being a jerk or if this is acceptable. Because I know bartenders hate having to make it. I will only order it if it's slow, and I will tip very good. So like, I wouldn't order it at a crowded bar. I would order a simple drink. But if it's kind of dead or early in the day, I think it's an okay order. Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't necessarily mind making them. It's just like I make a judgment on the person. But like the annoying things would be like a mojito or a frozen drink.
Oh,
like,
man, I do mojitos. Yeah. I do no sugar mojitos. That's my thing.
Do you try and get it at a place that has that as an offer, or you order it?
I'll ask sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
As far as like if it's busy or whatever else, I'm like, I'll just tip if it's a drink that's like more expensive or takes longer to make, and I'll get what I want.
Yeah. No, I think if you tip, that's acceptable. That's, yeah. My mom had a history of coming to my bar shows, or if I did like a hotel show. And my mom would just be loaded at the end. And she'd be like, this bartender's trying to get me drunk. And I'll be like, what did you get? She's like, 3 Long Islands. I'm like, yeah, mom, you ordered all the liquors. She goes, well, you had a 2-drink minimum, and your aunt only wanted one.
You're going to do waste.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Perfectly good Long Island iced
tea. Yeah, why would you get a bottle of water?
Do you know how long Shannon took to make that? Okay, respect the effort.
What are some other red flags, Shannon?
I will add, by the way, please, that if a bar doesn't do if they don't regularly do mojitos, they're not going to have fresh mint. So if they don't do it, they'll just say, I don't have mint.
That is a good... I watched when Lewis was in his old-fashioned phase. We were at one of the governors, and he ordered an old-fashioned. And then he sipped it, and he went, this is not an old-fashioned. Lady goes... Yeah, I don't know how to make those.
Just whiskey and some other shit.
I swear to God, she just put bourbon on an orange peel.
Because you do have to you have to muddle stuff.
Yeah, right. She did not know that. And Lou's like, whatever this is not. Oh, and she goes, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Honesty is the best policy on that. There was a shot and beer place where I hung out at. So, yeah.
Can I guess another red flag?
Yeah.
Lemon drop shots.
So I don't have that on the list here. I can understand.
It's like Family
how that's
Feud.
A thing. Yeah.
For me, lemon drop shots,
that's like college kids or like an annoying bachelorette party or something.
Or like, yeah, we want to get drunk. We don't want to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person's going to get it, and I feel like 20 other people are going to want it.
I feel like now that's like maybe not now. Maybe this is still dating myself a little bit, but the green tea shot, like once somebody orders it once, everyone's ordering it, and they're having a billion all night.
I don't know.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's a Crown Royal peach schnapps and apple pucker, I believe.
Yuck.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Isn't bad, but it's one of those ones where like that's when girls are trying to catch up to however late to the party they are.
Girl peed her pants at the stand the other night.
A girl what?
A girl pissed her pants at the bar at the stand the other night after Skanks.
I thought you were using Peter Pan.
Oh, no.
She Peter Pan.
I came up from the downstairs of the stand, and there was a black chick just with her head on the bar.
Oh, boy.
With a martini in front of her. And she looked bad. And then she got up
to piss yourself on
and walked outside, and somebody went, I think she just pissed on the sidewalk. And she was just sitting on the curb pissing her pants.
Okay, you know what? Props to her for doing it outside on the sidewalk.
No. She didn't make it.
Oh.
Because then somebody turned around and went, there's piss on the floor in here.
She did it so she could follow her way back.
Yeah. Like, she hustled and ground crumbs. She left piss crumbs.
Yeah.
He could
do that with breadcrumbs now.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know where I parked, so I'll probably just try to
just a couple
forward.
Nuts on the way.
Yeah, just one or two loads.
Excuse me, man. Was there cum here on this? it's a kind of dickheaded move that you put it right where we have to press in order to be wanting to cross the road or something like that. The button. You got to find better places for it. That's all we're asking.
But she had pissed on her chair a little and seemed like she had left a bit of a drip drop on her way out.
Goof.
Yeah, it's never fun. I'll tell you what, drunk chicks, immediately sad. Drunk guy, you're like, all right, he might be a problem. Yeah,
could be frightening.
Yeah, but drunk chicks is always sad to me. That one's like that one's brutal. Peter Pants has to go home knowing she peed her pants.
Yeah. So
they're going to remind her she peed her pants.
Even a drunk guy peeing his pants is kind of funny, not necessarily sad, you know, unless he's like in his like 50s, 60s, then it starts to get sad again.
That's
oh, VFW drunk, yeah.
That's a whole other animal, too. There was one quick story. It was a cop, I won't say what town in Jersey, but he needed a summer job because he was suspended for 90 days for this. He pulled over a guy who was clearly just pissing in the middle of the road, got out of his car. He was drunk driving, just started pissing in the middle of the road. Cop pulls up on him, and he goes, what's going on here, dude? And he goes, I'm so sorry. I just had to pee. I didn't feel safe driving. I really shouldn't be driving. I've been drinking tonight because I just found out I have stage 4 cancer, and I'm going to die soon. And the cop turns off the body cam footage, right? And he goes, dude, I'm going to cut you a break. You're going to follow me home, okay? Do you understand it? We're not going above 25 miles an hour. You're going to follow me home, and I'm going to write you a seatbelt ticket. And you're going to have the seatbelt ticket, and you have to pay the ticket, and I don't want to hear anything from you ever again. This is your break, and just deal with whatever you have to deal with. Guy was so drunk when he woke up the next morning, he goes, a fucking ticket? And he complained about the ticket. And
oh,
he said, he goes, some asshole wrote me a seatbelt ticket last night. This is ridiculous, man. The guy was such a dickhead, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, they literally said, well, don't worry. We're going to pull your body cam footage. You're going to be out of this. He turned off the body cam footage to give him the break. Guy got suspended 90 days from his job. So he had 90 days he couldn't go to work. And that guy probably had 90 days left before he died. So
I really thought you were going to say he dropped the guy off and the guy went back out and killed somebody.
Right. That's what
happened too. That there was some guy that got 2 DUIs in one day in Mendham Township, and it was like incredible or something like that, which doesn't make sense to me because I thought you go to jail for a DUI.
Right.
Yeah, or at least you're in the drunk tank.
Yeah, they're supposed to keep you in there or something like that. But the guy apparently, like, either it was the same day or the next day, he went out and just pulled the same shit again. Because, like, well, I already. And that time they had him dead to rights because his license was suspended. But they just watched. Is that fucking Tony driving by again in his Chevy work van with clear pieces of sheetrock hanging out the back of it?
I had a buddy get arrested in his own driveway because he drove home drunk, got home, went in. And then decided to go back out and get food. And pulled out of his driveway and hit a parked car. He got a DUI in his driveway of his parents' house.
Flew too close to the sun.
Thank God for Uber Eats, man. Think about how many lives became somebody slept through the fact that they ordered food.
Yeah.
Instead of them going out and getting it and killing somebody.
Honest to God, yes. Uber Eats is pretty. When I was deeply entrenched in my alcoholism, that was I'd wake up and just be like, what did I spend $70 on again last night? And then you're just like, oh yeah, I think I had Thai food delivered at 2 a.m.
Yep, sushi.
Sushi, yeah, leave that out. You leave that out in the summer, that's a wasted 70. But if it's the winter, you can probably get away with sushi breakfast the next day.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you're sober enough to put it in the fridge, for sure.
I'm saying if you don't even get it from the front steps.
Oh.
Yeah, I've taken some chances I shouldn't
geez.
Have. Yeah. I don't miss it.
I don't think I've ever... No, wait. One time coming back from Philly, Nate Marshall was driving me back. And I remember drinking at the show. I remember we went to a bar. And then I woke up in my bed. My wife's like, oh, man, you didn't get Wawa? Because I said I was going to stop at Wawa on the way back, and I had text saying I was going to. And then I was like, nah, we forgot. It was too late. We just wanted to come home. And then I saw a giant bag of Wawa at my door that I just put down, and I went, surprise, gotcha. All right.
Surprise the both of you.
Almost getting out of here in just a second. Oh, was there any more red flags, Shannon?
On the list, I found a list on a website.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And it said one of them was flaming shots.
Okay.
Top shelf Bloody Mary, but it's also like they seem to hate top shelf with any mixed drinks. I disagree with that, though. It's like you're still going to want a better quality liquor, regardless of whether you're mixing it or not.
I'm with you.
Apparently, there is a drink called the Commonwealth, which has 71 ingredients in it that was originated in Glasgow.
Okay, that's retarded.
The cement mixer. Do you know this one?
Is that's supposed to like go bad?
Yeah, it gets gross. It's Bailey's and a little bit of lime juice.
Oh, and yeah, it curdles.
Like, yeah.
Oof.
Let's see. The Corona Rita. Or they have that, I believe it's called Mad Dog, that taco place where it's like the Corona bottle into a margarita.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. Vodka and Red Bull.
I think that's an easy order.
I think they're saying maybe about
you're
like
gonna
what
be an
it's
asshole.
Gonna create. Yeah.
It's like ordering it's a grown up Four Loko.
Yeah. And then they say key lime pie martini with graham cracker rim, but I guess they're just saying a fancy drink with a rim. And then if somebody says orange juice and vodka.
Instead of screwdriver?
Yeah. I hate when somebody orders the, when they say the mixer before the booze.
Yeah.
That kind of annoys me. But yeah, those are the lists.
All right. And did you have any other personal ones?
No, just like other things of like what I judge people for, or if like, you know, if somebody is ordering
Fireball shots.
Yeah. Or Hennessy, or if they're just say like, if they say the booze and they're like, can I just have this? And it's like, well, how do you want that? On the rocks, neat, in a martini, like, and some information.
Okay, are Fireball shots as bad or as unclassy? Because I do love Fireball, and it is a fun thing to order. It is indicative of a dickhead.
I don't know. I have family members that drink Fireball almost exclusively, so I'm not going to judge there.
I feel like it's like a college kid thing.
That was kind of, it took the place of Jaeger for our generation, I think.
Jaeger, yeah. Black House was the thing also.
Oh, it was bad, man. What about, LaPorte? Or whatever it is.
Oh, Malort.
Malort. There you go. You ever try that?
I did try Malort last summer, and it tastes like wood.
Yeah, it's you know about this? Or?
No.
Chad, look up Malort. We'll shout out to Boris.
They call it the Chicago handshake, but it's clearly like a... they know it's terrible, and they want you to have it.
It tastes like cleaning product and wood with a liquor after a hard liquor aftertaste.
Yeah, you're selling it.
Or there's maybe a hint of pencil shavings, I would say.
Oh, it's like, I don't know if it was intentionally bad or they just the Chicago humor. Oh, here you go.
An ultra bitter wormwood bay schnapps, complex layer profile.
But you don't trip.
Faint, bright citrus and herbal notes before an intensely aggressive lingering bitterness. It's an infamous tasting like grapefruit rind, burnt rubber, and pencil shavings.
But it's wormwood based, which is... what's it called?
Absinthe.
Yeah, the shit that Van Gogh.
Dude, I watch. Shane, can you look up? There's a guy. Did you see the guy that like he'll be like, we're gonna put nerds in vodka and leave it for a week, or until something happens, and he'll like make like infused stuff. Dude, he did one the other day. And Shane, you lit up. He combined Malort and Everclear, and disgusting. Did a shot. And when I tell you this guy looks like he is going through hell and back.
We did the Starburst gummies.
Yeah.
We poured vodka over those. Sometimes.
Here he is.
Malort and Everclear into a shot. Holy f. Perfect 50-50.
Sniff test.
Pure rubbing alcohol.
Diboja.
God! The Malort at the end is actually god awful. By the way, I'm running dangerously low on Jepson's Malort. Malort, ring a ding ding.
All right, maybe we should get some Malort for the studio.
Rough. It's not alcohol, but we used to do the Four Locos with Xannies in college and call it a Five Loco.
Ooh,
and that would fuck
so
you up.
So Xanax in a Four Loco?
Yeah, or just like chew it up while you drink it, basically.
Bro, that's got to be like, that's a frat boy speedball right
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. We did Perks and Jack Daniels.
There you go.
Right.
Similar
it
vibes.
Was Perk, Jack Daniels, and Diet Dr. Pepper chased with an Oreo.
Yeah, it's a good recipe for hearing your roommate choking on their own tongue later.
those were the college days.
Yeah.
Was line of Perk. And then a shot of cheap, you know, bourbon, Diet Dr. Pepper chaser, and an Oreo.
Fucking hell, man.
And you just sit at the kitchen table with nothing on.
Yeah, the Oreo really cleanses the palate.
The Oreo just keeps you going.
Yeah.
The what was the there's a booze called, and this is, I'm adopted, I'm Irish, but my mom's Armenian, so I went drinking at a Udel party with my Armenian cousins, and they brought out a bottle of Arak. Like, what would be like the Everclear in for Ukrainians? Because everybody seems to have their version of like an Everclear or a moonshine.
Yeah, it was just moonshine. Like, my grandpa used to make, like, I think he actually like had vodka to start with, but he would like infuse it with stuff. But yeah, I think it was just like they were out of potatoes or whatever the fuck was around.
It's insane, man. But this Arak stuff, we poured it out. We only had styrofoam cups, and we forgot about it. And then we came back out. It had actually melted and deteriorated the cup, and we were just like, we were all scared to drink it after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that can't be good.
No. And then about 2 days later, we realized Arak was the only thing we had left in the house. So then you start sitting there like, all right, what would mix good with pure Armenian moonshine? And there's no answer. There's no answer.
For a while in college days, it would be Everclear and orange juice or Everclear and grapefruit juice.
Jeez. Grapefruit juice I could see working, actually.
I'm a big proponent. If a bar has grapefruit juice, my go-to, if I'm day drinking at a bar, grapefruit juice vodka tonic.
I could see that working.
It's what Stanhope drinks. That's what inspired
He's
me.
He's still kicking, right? You're just...
That's what inspired. If he can keep going on that, that's a good recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Another red flag for you, Shannon, too, is when I used to show up with Pedialyte in my other hand and just be like, listen, just keep going and I'll let you know.
What mixes well with electrolytes?
I found champagne and Pedialyte. That was my hangover cure.
Wow.
I think it just makes you a smart drinker.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Now, the problem was I was also working, and I had to get back into a car and then drive around to other bars I was servicing the beer lines on. But, yeah, that's...
Pedialyte is a game changer, dude. When you watch me and Faker go on the road, there is a Pedialyte run on the beginning of that one.
Yeah.
Now, do you do it before you start drinking? Because that's the smart thing. Then it's
I
in
do
your hotel
try
room.
And do that, or I do Waterboy, electrolyte water.
I like that.
The thing in Ukraine they would do is you eat butter before you go out drinking.
Well, I'm going to do that regardless. Like...
but it like
That's my pre-night out butter.
Yeah.
It's keto, baby.
You eat like a banana.
Start the day. But the like wives' tale thought was that it would like coat your stomach and like make the alcohol absorb slower.
I like that one, man. I'll tell you what, the one thing I stole when I never stole anything. I don't have a very guilty conscience. I should probably tell the bar that I did this to them, but they had the stuffed olives with blue cheese cubes in them. And there was only like 18 of them left in the bottom of one. And I saw they had like a whole shelf of it. And I was like, listen, I can either steal this right now and stay on course for our day, or I have to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and go through a drive-through line to get a breakfast sandwich. And I stole the 18 of them. And then they got, I sat there, I'm like, I actually feel pretty damn good right now. And I thought I had hacked the system. And then maybe about 3 hours later, just both ends, just destroying this poor, like the cleaning crew is in there. And I'm like, guys, just 2 minutes. I need the bathroom real quick. And then I was so embarrassed. I asked my boss the next day, can I do a different route moving forward? Because like, I just can't look those people in the eye again.
All right. I think I've thought of the ultimate faux pas red flag for a bar. Shannon, I think you're going to agree with me. And I've had this argument with what I thought was a very intelligent person. And I lost respect for them when they disagreed with me on this. Anyone who puts their fingers in the garnish thing and tries to take olives or something out while the bartender's giving somebody else a drink. Shannon?
It's disgusting.
It is unacceptable.
It's not and cool. I've done it in my 20s.
Yes.
Like an orange slice or something.
My friend Simon, who I lived with, thought it was completely okay to just open that up and take olives. And he would do it whenever we went out. I'm like, dude, you got to just ask for them.
Yep.
You can't. And he's like, but they're right there. And I'm like, no, dude, you can't. You can't put there.
No, it's not beer nuts, man. You can't.
There's people like there's a health code. There's this person fucking had to prepare that now. If they see you do that, they got to chuck that whole thing.
Right.
And it's not that it's.
They probably won't chuck it, but technically
it's not that it's the grossest thing in the world. It's that it could be because I don't know what's on your hands.
Right. And if you're doing it like. You don't know what's on somebody else's hands. You want everybody to
do it. Yeah.
What's the olive going into as well? It's going to go into either a Bloody Mary or a martini.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have your more sophisticated people for the martini, obviously, that are drinking that. And then that's the last thing they want to think about is that are these dirty olives that are in here.
Right.
And you can't be – those people are tipping way better, too. And, you know, you're on your third PBR or whatever, and you're just kind of reaching your hand in like they're, you know, a bag of beer nuts or cashews or something like that. It's gross. It's
I will
gross.
Say I get martinis often, and I'm a huge pain in the ass with my martini order because it's – I get an extra dirty martini in a rocks glass neat – because I don't want to spill it on myself in a martini glass, but then I have to, like, I've learned now to add every one of those details, because if I get it in a rocks glass, they're going to put it on ice, but if I want it neat, and then sometimes they just get confused because of the two.
I think as long as you're tipping, that's all that matters.
I mean, if it's a martini, of course.
Shannon, yeah. Would you ask Boris to leave for that particular drink order?
I would just say, don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't want to drink out of martini glass. I'm going to spill it on myself.
Sorry. I was still on the previous thing. I've been distracted by, I looked up your Arak thing, Arak, the booze that you said before.
Is
that
Arak, the yeah. Arak.
And the images of the bottles are clear. But Please. When they pour it in a glass, you could share this. Whenever it's poured in a glass, it's white. And I just couldn't understand why this was happening. So I had to look it up to figure it out. And it turns out that the it's like a... It's
That's
like
going to be the difference between 20 and 21.
It turns out that there's like a... It's I guess, does it taste like Sambuca, KP?
That would be it's a very rough Sambuca, okay. if that, but yeah, it's there.
Because it says that it's made from like an anise type of thing, and so like the essential oil from the anise
like ooza.
Mixes a certain way with alcohol, but not with water. So once you add water or ice to it, it makes it milky.
Oh, Sambuca is the same way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Sambuca gets milky when you put it over ice. Yeah,
just having a nice ice. Glass of milk. That's all it looks like then.
All right, guys, that is going to be today's show. Thank you to my guests, KP Burke. Please check out American Loser, Boris Hyken. Thank you, guys. You're the best. Thank you to everybody in the booth. And we'll be back on our bonus episode on Friday. Goodbye. The fun's begun, no sleeping.